All righty, here we go. It's 22 before the hour, and it's 100.1 FM WRHI. Don't you ever be sad. Lean on me in times of bad. When the day comes and you're down, and I'm in trouble, and I'm about to drown, just hold on. All right, hold on, I'm coming. It's 22 before the hour, and it's 100.1 FM WRHI. And I think, hold on, because the Wounded Warriors amputee softball team is coming.
It is pretty exciting.
Yes, this is.
And we're looking forward to it on April 29th, as well as a great banquet the evening before for that's unfortunately for some sold out, but we get to go. I'm really excited here with Mike Pavlik and Harvey Mayhill. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're really thrilled to have on the line one of the players of the Wounded Warrior amputee softball team, Jonathan Hurst. He's number 18. Good
John,
morning, Jonathan.
You're on deck, John. Get up here.
Good morning.
Now, we're so grateful for your service, all of you all. Thank you so much for everything you've done for our country.
We are honored to have you gentlemen with us this morning, truly.
And we want to make sure that we know that where you're from. You're from Rockville, Maryland, John.
Well, I was raised in Rockville, Maryland, and I'm currently living in Lexington, Kentucky.
How's that going up there with the green grass and bluegrass and all that stuff?
You got it. Get ready for the Derby.
Yes, yes.
How long have you been part of the Wounded Warrior softball team, John?
I've been on the team since 2014.
And can you tell us a little bit about why you qualify for the team itself?
Well, I qualify because I lost my leg.
Okay.
Wow.
No, in all seriousness.
Well, I'm okay with that.
We're all combat veterans, having served in one of the military branches, and very honorably, I must add. But really, to qualify, you just have to have a passion for the game of softball, but more importantly, the passion to give back to your brothers and sisters in arms and really want to inspire and educate people.
John, for those who are overcoming their situation like you did and to really losing a leg, and now you're out here, hey, I think I want to play softball. How'd you get through that? Was that tough?
Actually, softball is one of the only reasons that I am able to continue on. Meaning, emotionally, I found myself in a very stuck place, questioning my identity, who am I going to be now, what can I do with my life now. And having been a college baseball and college football player before the military, I know that sports was going to be the avenue for me to get that confidence, self-esteem, and that camaraderie back.
Amen.
Mike, do you feel like this might be a very similar story for many of the men and women on the team?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
That's really
every one of them.
Absolutely.
Including the girl.
Yeah. Oh, there's one girl.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. John, do you get to play close to the girl?
No, my wife wouldn't like that so much.
Just checking on it. Harvey.
Real quick, we actually have two females on the team.
Oh.
We have Danielle Green, who was actually an ESPY award winner.
Cool.
She played basketball at Notre Dame for 4 years, and we have Heather Carter, who's also on the team.
Wow. And 16 different states represented. I guess it's sort of, you guys play, what's your season?
Well, we have about anywhere from 20 to 25 events a year. So that's 25 weekends a year that we're traveling throughout the country, the Virgin Islands. And we're playing exhibition games, tournaments, charity games. But it's exciting.
Harvey, tell us a little bit about what it was like working with the Pavliks and getting everybody coordinated for this game coming up on April 29th in Chester.
Well, have you ever been to a Have you ever been to a combination of a circus and a zoo?
It's going to be like that?
No, not really. It's been a pleasure working with them because they are very devoted to supporting our military. Of course, Mike is a veteran also, as I am from the Air Force, except he was Army, but I don't hold that against him.
Not now.
Not today.
But, John, thank you for your service from all of us here in Rock Hill also. And we're looking forward to.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we look forward to meeting you here in about 9 more days.
We're going to see you in a double header here, John, and we can meet everybody. I guess gates opening at 11. Will you be able to talk to the kids and we'll have a little meet and greet?
We always are open to autograph sessions and meet and greets. We usually do that either well before the game or between games or after the game so that, you know, we can obviously focus on on warming up and
on
doing
winning.
Those things.
John, y'all any good, or you just like the what was it, New Jersey Generals that used to play the Globetrotters every time and get there?
Oh, listen
y'all,
to this.
Y'all any are y'all any good? You know, we got dignitaries down here from Chester that are going to be playing the game.
Well, you're going to have to come out and see. Let's just say we win a lot more than we lose.
Freddie, with what you had mentioned a little bit ago about how it's been to work with the Pavliks.
Yeah.
It's been great working with them, working with WHRI Radio, helping us promote this, working with the entire community. It has come together, and the Rodman Sports Complex, because of this event, has blossomed into a beautiful, beautiful park.
Oh, wonderful.
And the entire community is under support of this, and they have flourished from it. And I think it's just absolutely a win-win-win for everybody.
Sure.
Mike, how about your take on the situation? You've done a lot of things and been involved with a lot of charity stuff here with the vets, too.
Yes.
How about this one coming up?
It's probably bigger for the Tri-County area.
Uh-huh.
This is fantastic. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The people, the corporations, the people, the private people, everybody that's come forward, the teams that are going to play against John and his team are
jacked.
They're jacked. They are ready. They have been practicing.
These guys are going to they'll murder them. I'll tell you. They're you guys.
Tell me about the ticket sales. How are we doing? Do we have a couple more left?
The banquet is sold out.
Okay.
Completely. We will not sell any tickets at the door.
Okay.
The game as of yesterday afternoon, we sold 6 tickets to a family. That brought us well over 1,400. Plus, we have about 100 volunteers. So we're looking at about 1,500 people packing into the Rodman Complex so far. We can hold up to 3,500, they told us.
And Mike, you haven't even considered all the motorcycle escort that's coming in.
Rolling Thunder's
coming. Another 100 some motorcycles.
Who the heck got us cooked up with the motor? Oh, hey, Harvey.
Where is your Patriot today?
It's
the first time I've ever seen you without the motorcycle,
yeah,
Harvey.
John, you're going to have to take a look at Harvey Mayhill's Patriot motorcycle. It's amazing.
Okay, I can't wait.
I'm sure he'll have it.
John, have you got anybody on the team that's a standout, that's really, you know, a super athlete?
Besides yourself.
Yeah, besides yourself, of course.
We usually focus on a couple of the players that have been with the team for quite a while, and it's Josh Wege. He's our team captain.
Okay.
He plays left field. He's a double amputee, both legs. He's a Marine.
Wow.
And he's also won gold medals in the Invictus Games in the, like, 400-meter and 100-meter dashes. Then we have Cody Rice, who's just a monster. He is probably 6'6 and 275, and he just hits the ball a long way.
Oh!
Who coaches you?
We have our head coach is Bucky Weaver, who actually was a Major League baseball player.
Oh,
and
neat.
He's grew up in the Virginia and living in the Virginia area. So he's our full-time head coach.
Excellent.
You have something, Mike? Yeah.
I saw the left fielder play.
Okay.
Not only is he good, he's fast.
Oh, no doubt. If he can win the 100-yard dash.
Easily.
Amazing.
John, we hope you can feel the love, John. We're really excited about y'all coming in here and bringing the team in here and all kind of fun and stuff. And we just want to support the vets and everything else. And thank you for being part of the Wounded Warriors amputee softball team. We're just looking forward to this coming up the weekend of the 28th and April the 29th. It's going to be at the Rodman Sports Complex.
That's right. So with a doubleheader, it's 1 at 2 and 1 at 4.
Yep.
Thank you, Jonathan.
We're just as excited. I appreciate the opportunity to come down, and I'm sure the guys on the team would say the same thing.
Well, we can't wait to meet you. We'll see you then on that afternoon. Good luck.
Absolutely.
And
all right.
Chuck,
look forward to meeting y'all.
Yeah.
Chuck and Freddie, just another real quick thing. Not only these veterans served, but they continue serving.
Amen.
By going
Absolutely.
Out and showing leadership. They're showing in responsibility and initiative. They are role models. Because they've lost a limb or two limbs doesn't mean the life ends, that it can continue. And they bring this on to the children also and take the children with amputations and take them
sure.
to camp.
Sure.
So we want the public to take a look at what life is after service. It continues to be service. And it just is phenomenal. It almost brings tears to my eyes sitting here talking about it. And Mike and Lorraine Pavlik have done a tremendous job. And without them, this wouldn't be what it is today.
And by the way, the money that's going to be raised is going to go for?
It goes to the Wounded Warriors there are some, like, the local sports teams, the mm-hmm. Little Leagues, some of the money's going to go to them, but the majority of it goes to the Wounded Warrior amputees and the things they do, whether it's kids camp or continued research, things like that.
Mm-hmm. John, thank you again. We're looking forward to seeing you coming up here on the 29th, 28th, and 29th out in Chester, okay?
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Thank you for everything,
John.
He's
number 18 when you see him on the field.
That's right. That's right. Number 18 on the charts, number one in our hearts.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen, this morning for both of you for coming in here.
Thanks again.
Thank you for everything y'all do, too. Good to see you this morning.